The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 4th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: therefore, only for the purpose of sense gratification, material activities like economic development are simply a waste of time and energy without any practical profit. If such energy and endeavor is utilized for Krishna consciousness, surely one can attain to the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no benefit by engaging oneself in economic development.
Na tatha bindate kshemam mukundat charanamujam. So, prayas, activities, Rupa Goswami has forbidden. Pratyahara prayasascha prajalpa niyamagraha lulam janasangascha sarabhi bhakti pranasati. There are six kind of activities which will increase your transcendental importance of life, and there are six kinds of activities which will destroy your whatever little devotion you have got. This in the Upadeshamrita you will find how you can increase and how you can finish. So, about finishing, if you are actually advancing in spiritual life, if that is your aim, then these six things should be avoided. As we say, prayas. The first thing is uttyahara, eating too much than necessary. Atyaha, or collecting more than you require. For maintenance of your body, you have to secure some monetary benefit. But not more than what you require. People are not satisfied at the present moment. Everyone is trying to get more and more and more and more. There is no satisfaction. This kind of endeavor is forbidden. It will not help you. But people are mad after money. If he is getting, say, 500 rupees, he says, no, 5,000. And if he gets 5,000, then says, why 5,000? 5 lakh. And if he gets 5 lakh, then he says, why 5 lakh? 5 crore. This is that. The whole world is going on. They are never satisfied. You go to any rich man, said, you have now enough money, please come to our meeting in the morning, 7:30, no, I have no time. He's earning money. So everyone thinks to earn money is my first business. And to work for it, that is my first business. But that is forbidden. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is forbidden. Because why forbidden? Because you cannot get more than what you are destined to get. That is not possible. You, by your karma, by result of your karma, you have to get some happiness. You will get that much, not more than that. So what is the use of endeavor? That's what it is said. Eh? tatprayasana kartabya jato ayubhaya param. Simply waste your time. Suppose you are doing some business and earning money, and if somebody says that you cannot get more than 500 rupees per month, then why you work so hard? But because they have no information, they do not take consultation from the right person. Therefore they are trying uselessly. The human life was meant for understanding Krishna instead of using the energy for understanding Krishna. We are spoiling the energy unnecessarily to earn money. This is the modern situation. The whole Western world, how they are spoiling their life. Unnecessary. We should be satisfied with the economic position as we are put into. So, in another place, Narada Muni said, tasyaiva heta prajati tako vida na labhate yad bhramatam parijatha. Talambhati dukkha badanna tasukham kalena sarvatra gabhiranam bhata. Gabhiranam. Talambhati, your material gain, happiness or distress, you are destined to get. You will get it. Again we said, dukkha bhajanna sattva. Dukkham ajatna. Ajatna. Nobody tries to get distress. If you ask anybody that why you are working so hard, nobody says that I am working so hard, I want distress. Nobody will say. Everyone will say, I will be happy. I will get happiness, therefore I am working hard. Now this is distress. Yes, this is distress, but I will get happiness after this. This is called Maya. He is undergoing distress, but he is thinking I will get happiness. This is called Maya. So, there is no use. This is shastric injunction. You have to see your future through this shastra. So, don't waste your time in that way. Ayudhvayama param. Ayudhvayama. The duration of life, human life, Prahlad Maharaj has begun with the word durlabhama marusama janma. This life is very, very important. And after many, many births, you have got it. So you should always remember that every moment of this life is so important. How much it is important, that is explained by Chanakya Pandit. Anyone can understand. He says, he is not a Krishna conscious person, but moralist. Your Prime Minister. He said, Ayusha Thanayakopi Nalambha Sarnakoti Ghi. Your duration of life, you have got a certain year's duration of life. You cannot live more than that. If you have got your duration of life for 50 years, you can live up to 50 years, not 100 years. These are all distinct. It is useless. So, therefore it is very important. In the Bhagavad, in another place it is said, Turam jateta anumittu patita javat nisvesaya. The same thing repeated. Here Prahlad Maharaj also said that durlabhaga manusanga janma tadapi arthrumam, arthadam. First of all, we have to consider that we have got this human form of life. After many, many hundreds and thousands, millions, 8,400,000, durlabha. So, therefore, it is, although temporary, everyone knows that I will not live forever. But even though it is temporary, adhurvam, not eternal, it is orthodox. It is orthodox. What a little life you have got, you can attain perfection. This is the advantage. You can attain perfection. How perfection? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-dharmān paritrajya māmekam saraṇam aham kvā sarva-pāpe bhava paritrajya. This is perfection. Krishna says that you give up all these nonsense engagements, simply surrender unto me. And I shall give you relief. Our continuation of material life means full of sinful activities. We act somewhere and you get a similar body. And again, the life continues. And again, another body. But in the human form of body, you can get the highest perfection, Krishna consciousness, and that will stop your continuation of this material life. Manasasthani indriyani karsati mamayvanku jīva bhūta jīva lōtu sanātana manasasthani prakitisthani karsati. By mental concoction and sense gratification, he is continuing this material existence. So everywhere the same instruction is there, that is, this human form of life is only meant for Krishna consciousness. But the dust can say not here. That Nantabdas Thakur sings, Hari Hari Vi Phale Janam Gumai. My Lord Hari, I have simply wasted my time. Actually, if one is not Krishna conscious, he is simply wasting his valuable time. Hari Hari Vi Phale Janam Gumai. How? Manusya Janam Paiya Radha Krishna Napojita Janiya Suniya Visho Khaiya. The same thing, as Prahlad Maharaj said, this is called Mahajan. One Mahajan speaking something, another Mahajan will say something else. That is not Mahajan. Mahajan means evam parampara prapam. What Prahlad Maharaj said millions of years ago, Narottamdas Thakur, he is saying the same thing. Prahlad Maharaj said, durlabham manusam janma tadapi adhruvam arthanam. And the same thing is being repeated by Narottamdas Thakur. Hari Hari Vi Phale Janam Gumai. Why they are going there with children? So, this is called paramparasam. Nobody should go with children. So, why should we waste our time? Let's see, practically, we are asking people that don't waste your time. We are opening hundreds of centers. You come with us, little prasadam you require, we shall supply, we chant Hare Krishna. No. I shall do the same thing, prayas. trying for this, trying for that, trying for something else, something else. No, nobody is satisfied. That my life is meant for Krishna consciousness. Here is a chance to develop Krishna consciousness. Let me live here peacefully and let me eat the prasadam and chant Hare Krishna. You will find no customer. This is Maya. Devidhisagunavayam, mama Maya Durakara. Mamivaja prapadyante Maya Vitankaran. It's very, very difficult. But still, Vaishnava, he will advise. A moralist who knows Shastra, he will also advise. Just like Chanaka Pandita, I was saying. Chanaka Pandita said, I sa khanayam kopi na lambha sarna kopi ni. Formerly, there was exchange for means of exchange was coin, gold mohur. Even in India, even in Mohammedan time, there was gold mohur, not this paper, cheating. I give you money, 1,000 rupees, some paper, that's all. Where is money? But people are satisfied. Yes, I've got 1,000 rupees. It is written there. That's it. But actual money is in gold exchange. So therefore, Chanaka Pandit says, this means at that time there was gold coin exchange. Even in our childhood we have seen in India, there was coins, gold coins, silver coins, everywhere, all over the world. In England, there was pound, gold coin. So, Chanaka Pandit said, sarna koti bhi. Sarna means gold coin. And koti means 10 million. So, suppose today is 6th December, not 7 o'clock, morning 7 o'clock, 6th December, fast. Can you bring it again by paying 1 crore of gold coins? So let me get back again, 7 o'clock, 6th December 1975, again. No, it is gone. So just see the value that you cannot get back even a moment of your life by paying millions and millions of dollars. How time is valuable, just calculate. Therefore, Chanaka Pandit, sachet nirathakanganita kanuhanistatodhika. If you waste your time, such valuable time, for nothing, just imagine how much loser you are. But we do not know. Śrīmad Caitanya Mahāprabhu, kītaniya sadhāhari. Your life is meant for chanting. Therefore, you should simply chant, sadhā, always, consistently. This is properly using the moments of time. Therefore, Prahlāda Mahārāja said that tat prayāsa. If you foolishly endeavor for making some economic development, then what is it? Āyudvaya param. You have got this valuable life. Every moment is so valuable. That means you are wasting your valuable life. By such endeavor to improve your economic condition, it is not possible. So, ajagrana, if you get distress without endeavoring for it, you get happiness without endeavoring for it. Because that is destiny. You cannot get more or less. You have to, you get it. Therefore, whatever little life you have got, instead of wasting for improving economic condition, let us use it for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is life. Who understands this philosophy? This rascal word. Nobody understands this philosophy. But this is real philosophy. Not to waste your valuable time for improving your economic condition. That is not possible. You have to utilize every moment to see how you are improving Krishna consciousness. So, how I am improving will give me the certificate? No, you don't require anyone's certificate. You know it. If you actually trying for advancing Krishna consciousness, the certificate will be understood by yourself automatically. What is that? Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasya. If you advance in Krishna consciousness, that means you will be detestful for material enjoyment. Especially sex enjoyment. That is the last word of material enjoyment. So this is the test. That bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasya. Jadabadhi mama citta krishna padaravinde nava nava dhamarantum asi tadabadhi vatanari sangame smarjamane bhavati mukha vitara sushtha nishti balam jagunachala. This is the test. The more you advance in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, you dislike this material happiness. This is the test. How it is? Just like if you are hungry and if you get food, then the more you eat, your appetite or hunger will be minimal. And at last you say, no, I don't want it. Similarly, advancement in Krishna consciousness means, no, I don't want. Not only saying don't want, but jadabhasi mama citta krishna padaravindayo namanavadhamarantumasi tadavati vatunari sangam. Here our feelings of happiness is sex life. Sometimes we think, how I was enjoying sex life with my wife, with my husband. That is also pleasure. They read so many novels because there is sex life. They feel very happy. How this man is talking with this woman is talking with this woman, and how they are enjoying. So that is subtle enjoyment. There are eight kinds of subtle sex life. If you see one beautiful woman, and if you appreciate her, how nice the face is, that is subtle sex. If you read books, that is also subtle sex. If you endeavor how to approach that woman or man to find out the opportunity, that is subtle sex. There are eight kinds of subtle sex life. So, it is forbidden for a brahmachari even to think of woman. That is brahmachari. Even of thinking of woman is subtle sex life. It is very, very difficult. But, māmevada prapadyante māyāmevitāṁ taranti. If you catch the lotus feet of Krishna very tightly, these things will not disturb. That is said by Jamuna. Bhavati mukhuvita. If you become pure devotee of Krishna, then as soon as you think of sex, you will spite. Very nice. What is this? This is it. That is the attitude. Whether you have got that attitude, the spite of it, then you understand that you are in peace. Otherwise, you are in the same hellish condition. You may show that you are becoming a devotee, very great devotee. So test yourself how much you have advanced. So that is the Shastric injunction everywhere. Pippanta neha kripana bahu dukkha bhaja. Bahu dukkha bhaja. Janmaitunadi dhihamedi sukham nitukham. Kandhyanena parayu riva dukkha dukkham. Kandhukriva manasija visayitadhi. Pippanta neha kripana bahu dukkha bhaja. Everyone is practically aware that how sex life is followed by so many miserable conditions of life. Everyone knows it. Either illicit or legal. The world is going on because there is no Krishna consciousness. Now, they are creating so many sinful lives. Killing the child, openly. The doctors, the medical man, scientists advise them. If you like, you can kill your child. And to kill a child means how much sinful activity they do not know, but they are inducing. He has to become a child, and he will be killed by somebody else. And again, as many times he has killed children, he'll have to leave it in the womb and he'll be killed. Bahudukkha bhaja. It will be followed by so many miserable conditions of life. But now they are advertising 1, 2, 3, no more. But 1, 2, 3 men, balance children you kill. This is my answer. Then why not stop sex life? Oh, that is not possible. Bahu dukkha bhaja. Not only life, but in the next life, because there is no mudha, na vijanati mameva paramabhyam. These rascals, civilization is so dangerous. Mudha, full of rascals. So our little humble attentive, to give them relief from this rascal lump civilization. That is Krishna Consciousness Movement. Krishna Consciousness Movement means to give little relief or little knowledge to the people in general, especially to the human beings. That Pallad Maharaj is Dullamang Manusana Janma. Tadapi adhurvam astadam. In the human life one can understand. We are speaking all these instructions from Shastra by Krishna or Krishna's devotee. Why? To gain relief. They may understand how to live durlabhanga manasangam. Before the next death, let me finish my Krishna consciousness life. That is required. That is intelligence. Otherwise, as soon as the life is finished, there is no guarantee that I am going to take again a human form of life. It is not. But there is little guarantee for the devotee. For the devotee, if he has rendered little service to Krishna, even for a moment, the life of human life, next is guaranteed in this way, that if he unknowingly commits some mistake, then it is guaranteed. And if he knowingly commits mistake, then he is going to be cast and down. This is the facility. Yoga bhrashta. Sucinam sumatangihi yoga bhrashta sanyaya. Takta sadharmam saranam jam hare patitta kodhati bhajanapa. One has taken to Krishna consciousness, but on account of immature Krishna consciousness, if he falls down, false transmission, then he gets yoga bhastu sanjayati, sushinam. But if one purposefully commits mistake and sinful life, now I am chanting Hare Krishna, I can do all sinful life, it will be counted. That rascal will be punished very, very much. Namnag balad jasahi pavabuddhi. I am living in Vrindavan. That is dhama. So let me do all nonsense. I will. It will be counted. There will be these cats and dogs and monkeys in Vrindavan. Dhamapura. Of course, Vrindavan's influence will be there. But at least one life he has to become the hog and dog in Vrindavan, the next life is. Because as soon as he becomes animal, no scope of unlimited committing sinful life. Animals are restricted. They can commit one kind of sinful life. That is human being, because he has very intelligent. He commits unlimited duration of sinful life. That is another danger. So, one who commits this sinful life in Vrindavan, remember, he has to become, next life, cats and dogs, there you see there are many dogs, hogs. But still, Vrindavan dham is so powerful that next life is the salvation. Even if he has begun dogs and hogs. But that is not good. Why should we act in such a way that in Vrindavan dham we shall commit sinful life and begin a cat and dog? Jaya jaya Vrindavanam vasi jatujan. We should be careful. We should be careful, especially in dham, dhamapura. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that don't waste your time for improving your bodily comfort. That is not good. It is simply waste of time. Tatprayasana kattam jato ayubhaya param. This life, human form of life, param, the supreme life. In the material existence, the human form of life is supreme. Even the demigods, they desire that if I can again go to Bharatvarsha and get a human life, this is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So you have come to Bharatvarsha or you are born in Bharatvarsha, human life, take full opportunity of Krishna consciousness. Don't waste a single moment. And even if you develop your economic condition, then what is the gain? Real gain is to become Krishna conscious. Therefore it is said, na tatha bindate chema mukunda charanamud. You simply dedicate your life to Sir Mukunda. Krishna's another name is Mukunda. Muk means liberation, mukti. Muk means mukti. So, ananda. The mukti ananda, that is real ananda, liberation. So therefore, our business is how to surrender fully unto the lotus feet of Mukunda. Mukunda charanamrita. And fully engage in his service. That is the only business of human life. Don't try to make economic development. Dharma kama moksha. Don't try to become a religious person. Religious person means strictly following the rules and regulations of varnashram dharma. That is called religious. Varnasana charavata purusena parapramana Vishnu aradhati kumsa nannat tattu sukari. Varnasana dharma is called dharma. Dharma, this Brahman, he has got his duties, prescribed duties. Kshatriya, he has got his prescribed duties. This is all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. And Vaishya, he has got his prescribed duties. So you, even if you are executing your occupational duties very perfectly, but if you do not enhance your Krishna consciousness, it is easy. Dharma to come. It is easy. You can say, I am executing my Brahman dharma very nicely. No. Even if you are executing dharma sanastita pungsana visakshena kathatu jat nutpavaidratigijadi kramayadikivala. Even if you are executing your occupational duties very nicely, but if you do not become Krishna conscious, then it is simply waste of time. Kramayadikivala. The real purpose of life is Mukunda Charanamrujam. That is your purpose.